You just heard a rebroadcast of a past live WGXC show.
This is John in Yellow, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Acra.
WGXC underwriting is provided in part by Upstate Films, a nonprofit theater connecting the Hudson Valley through transformative cinematic experiences in both Rhinebeck and Saugerties, and now opening this month Upstate Midtown in Kingston. The grand opening celebration on September 19th, 20th, and 21st features screenings of Orwell, 2 plus 2 equals 5, A Strange Journey, The Story of Rocky Horror, and Linda, Linda, Linda. Information and tickets at upstatefilms.org.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Bendelstift Family Service.
People drive by, T-Mac on Don't quit, don't give in, you're an overcomer. Yes, beloved, I love it, I love it, I love it. Thank you, God, for the late, great Mandisa and the music and the message. Don't quit, don't give in, you're an overcomer. Don't quit in the dip, beloved, don't quit in the dip. This is Pastor Kim Singletary, founder and senior pastor of Overcomer Ministries International Church. Hallelujah. We're based here in Hudson, New York, but we spread far and wide, just like the love of God. We spread wide the love that God has given to us to give into this world. How are you doing today? I hope you're doing well, and I hope you're doing good and getting better. Amen. I hope that you'll give God your best and let Him make that better. Praise be to God. This is the bright side, beloved. There's a bright side somewhere. You hang in there. Right now is right here with me on WGXC, WGXC Acra, WGXC 90.7 FM, WGXC.org online. And you can go on the archive anytime to replay one of our bright side ministries. All right. So yeah, because it's a ministry, beloved. We bring you the message in the word, music with a message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Hallelujah. And I do decree and declare that you are an overcomer. You're here. Amen. You are yet in the land of the living. You topside up. Praise the Lord. And even on a bad day, God is a good God. So we know if it ain't good yet, God ain't done yet. How about that? Amen. That's Miss Mandisa, the late great. God bless her in paradise. And we bring you more music just like that. Just like that. I want to shout out to all of you. Hallelujah. As we give God thanks for this second Sunday of September. Praise be to God. Moving right along in my birth month. And I want to shout out Reverend Iris Waddell. She celebrated 80 years on yesterday. Wonderful celebration. Family and friends from near and far gathered to celebrate her. And just a whole bunch of us September babies was in the room. And the DJ played, he played Earth, Wind, and Fire. Do you remember the 21st of September? I be bragging now that they wrote that song for me. All right. The 21st of September. That is my birth date anniversary. So yeah, we're moving quickly toward that day. And before we get to that day, there'll be the 20th, my brother's birthday. And also a day we've set aside to celebrate the birth date of Overcomer Ministries International Church. And we're just excited about that as well. Pray for us. All right. Hallelujah. And if you're planning to come, come on. If you already know you're coming, come on. We're going to celebrate. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. We'll celebrate the goodness of God, the faithfulness of God, the promises of God. Hallelujah. And family and friends and partners and community and government and business all coming together to celebrate 25 years. Hallelujah. Oh my God. Can't tell it all. Couldn't tell the half if I had time to. But I'm giving God praise this morning, and I thank God for the opportunity to be here with you and do what I do to bring you music with the message for the heart, the mind, and the soul every Sunday morning. We got a lineup for you today, beloved. We got 6 songs back to back. Hallelujah. About 25 minutes of music. I need a little more Jesus. How about you? I know I do. And Erica Campbell brings us that project. Here Comes the Joy, Brother Dietrich Haddon, Pastor Dietrich Haddon. Now I Know, the Walls Group. God is in control. Miss Doe, You Made a Way, Travis Green, and You're Not Finished, Anthony Evans. And after that, I'll come back with my spiritual social commentary for today. I need a little more Jesus. Here Comes the Joy. Now I Know, God is in control. You Made a Way, and You're Not Finished. Here we do what we do, and we do it for you. And God is in control. I need a little bit more Jesus. How about you? Yeah, beloved. I do, I do.
Mm-hmm. for a 9 foot.
Joint's coming in the morning time.
Showed up for me, but now I have a testimony.
was meaning to be found. I was longing for a breakthrough. Chains held me to the ground. A perfect time for a rescue. But only you can make a way. Only you can make the wind break. I will call on your name. And I will make my soul sing. God is in control. Oh, yes, he's in control. Yeah, I hope you see. I hope you know.
In case you don't.
In case you don't.
His story shows.
He's in control.
You did it, made a way, standing here, not knowing how we'll get through this test, but holding on to faith you know best, nothing can catch you by surprise, you got this figured out. Watching us now, and when it looks as if we can't win, wrap within your arms and step in, and everything we need you to supply, you got this in control, and now we know that you made. When our backs were,
when our backs were against the wall, and it looked as if it was over,
Lord, you made a way.
way. Don't know how, but you did it. Don't know how, but you did it. Hey, are you with that this morning? That God made a way. You don't know how he did it, but he did it. Wow, beloved, I tell you, I'm a card-carrying member in that club. This is Pastor Kim. I am your perpetual optimist, and you're listening to The Bright Side. There's a bright side somewhere. You just hang on in there. This is WGXC Accra, WGXC 90.7 FM, WGXC.org online. We are listener-supported radio for listeners with open ears. And you're here with me. Why? Because you know, hallelujah, you know we bring it. We bring the music with the message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. We have our Holy Ghost party, and a Holy Ghost party don't stop. Well, we're going to keep on with some your music. Music with the message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. And beloved, listen, don't even worry about it, okay? God is in control. He makes a way. Hallelujah. And guess what, beloved? He ain't finished. He ain't finished.
When I feel like I can make it, when my world's falling apart, when I feel forgotten, alone with a broken heart, when I've questioned every promise, doubted every prayer, it's in the silence, somehow I know you're there. I almost let go, then you told me the truth. You're not finished, you're not done. You made me a promise that I would overcome. You speak to my valley, they answer to you. Every mountain in my way, you said you'd move. 'Cause you're not finished. You're not finished. Even in my weakness, you still have a plan. I'm in the darkness, you reveal your hand, and what was meant for evil, you turn it for my good. You give beauty for ashes, just like you said you would. When I wanna let go, I remember.
You're not finished.
You're not finished.
He's not finished, beloved. It ain't over till God says it's over. He ain't finished and he's not done. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. I wish I could just tell you all about it. How I know these songs, these messages are not just music for money. They are music to touch the lives of the listeners. And yeah, these folks, they got the testimony. Amen. You can't talk about it, not finished, ain't done, until you know, hallelujah, that when you thought it was over, God wasn't finished. When you thought you were done, God wasn't finished. When they thought it was over and they thought it was done, God was not finished. God has the last and final say. Am I right about it? Amen. Well, beloved, your sister friend over here, she's a little bit tired in the body, but I ain't tired of the work, all right? And I just want to pray. I want to say thank you, Abba, our Heavenly Father, for just being who you are, God. Thank you for revealing yourself to us and not hiding from us. Thank you for your desire to fellowship with us, and you even condescend to our lowest state. God, in a world of billions of people, you said if two or three of us come together in your name, you be there in the midst of us. God, you are awesome. You are awesome, God. Hallelujah, Lord. God, we look at the things that are happening all around our world, and God, we look in your book and we find that you're not taken unawares or surprised, God. Hallelujah, Lord. Yea, God, you gave us prophetic utterances, God, even way back in the books of Daniel and Isaiah and Jeremiah about times like this, in the book of Revelation, times like this, in the Gospels, times like these, God, you've given us a word. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God. And Lord, as I was talking with a young lady last week, and she was telling me about how she's begun to study your Bible and study the word, she said, you know, a lot of people don't really study it. They don't read it, or maybe they just read it, but I'm really beginning to study. And I see that the times in which we're living is talked about in the Bible, and there have been times like this before. And a smile broke out on her face, Father, because it resonated in her mind, in heart, and soul that if you got the people through it before, you will do it again. And so, God, we're here to decree and declare, not like a Pollyanna or like an ostrich with our head stuck in the sand. God, we are here to declare that we won't quit at a dip. Hallelujah. That, Lord, you're not finished, and that you make a way, and that you are God who is in control. Hallelujah. The adversary of God and man can go so far, but no further. He had to ask permission to mess with your servant Job. And after Job went through what he went through, you gave him double for his trouble. And so, God, I come and I declare that you are God and God alone and God in control. Bless our time together this morning as only you can, God, as only you can. In Jesus' name, I say amen as I pray in his name. Hallelujah, beloved. Oh, my God. Well, my friends, my sisters, my brothers, saints and ain'ts, I'll take a couple of minutes right now to talk about Overcomer Ministries. How about that? Overcomer Ministries. Some people are still trying to figure out after 25 years who we are and what we do. So I've just figured I'll talk about that for a minute, for a couple of minutes, all right, so that we get it straight. Because, you know, quarter of a century, some people need to know, or at least know that they got the right information. You're hearing it from the horse's mouth. Amen. Hallelujah. If I'm going to be a horse, I'm going to be a stallion, but not Megan the stallion, but just a stallion. How about that? Hear from the horse's mouth. Okay. So, hallelujah. I was pastoring a beautiful church in Long Island, beautiful church, middle-class community, a lot of teachers and principals in there and professional people building up the church. God was doing a great thing there. It was our second pastoral appointment in the African Methodist Episcopal Church. Hallelujah. And I got to a place where in my soul, I felt God pulling me that there was something more for me. There was something else more for me. And as I continued to struggle with with God on this thing. I heard this voice of the Lord. Yeah, I'm not schizophrenic. I hear from God sometime. And I just heard the voice of the Lord. And when God speak, you know it's God. No doubt about that. And the voice of the Lord spoke to me and said that I have people who want this pulpit, but I don't have a lot of people who just go and do what I ask them to do. And I thought about that thing. I thought about the situation I was in. And as I looked, it was like, you know, you're in this beautiful house. It's got several bedrooms and you're here by yourself. You don't have bills. You don't have your son here. He's out on his own. He's a grown man now. And I have people who want this pulpit, and I have someone who needs this house. Right. I put out some fleeces before the Lord. I said, okay, God, if this is you, then I please do this. If this is you, then I need you to show me and do that. If this is you, I put out three fleeces, and he responded to them all. He responded to them all. So then I went on the journey of informing my pastor, my father in the ministry, my presiding elder, and my bishop. All right. And they were trying to talk me out of it. Oh, you're just tired. You need a little rest, a little sabbatical. But I knew that God had spoken to me, and I wasn't going to stay somewhere where I knew God's hand wouldn't be on me. Amen. And so God began to put some things in motion, and I have to jump ahead of, you know, a few steps because I don't have a lot of time, right? But we get to the point where God speaks to me about Overcomer Ministries International Church. And I said, why can't it be like Kim Singletary? Why can't it be like Creflo Dollar or Joyce Meyer, you know, Fred Price, you know, Billy Graham? Why has got to be Overcomer Ministries International Church? That's a lot to say, God. And so God began to reveal to me different scriptures for why that name would be for us. And so I want to share those scriptures with you today. For the first one, he said, God has given you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and to overcome all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. That's Luke chapter 10 and verse 19. And beloved, I tell you, sometimes the word of God, it seemed like a lie. It's like, what do you mean? Nothing will by any means hurt. This hurts. Ouch. This hurts. Lord, I'm not going to survive this. Lord, I'm about to, you know, but we are here because his word is true. We did make it through. Hallelujah. It stung. It caused something, but it didn't hurt us to the point of destruction. Amen. Eternal damnation. Hallelujah. Hurt our relationship with God. He kept us. He's keeping us. Amen. You know what I'm talking about? The second declaration he gave me was, in this world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. John 16 and 33. Next one he gave me was, we are not overcome by evil, but we overcome evil with good. Amen. I had to change it a little bit and make it inclusive for all of us, because my declaration card that I remind myself of what he told me is, I am not overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Hallelujah. But listen, not just me and a few, but many believe evil has been unleashed. But, amen, we can't overcome evil with hate. We cannot overcome evil by being evil, but we can overcome it with good. Martin Luther King said, you can't overcome evil by evil. Only love can do that. Hallelujah. Hate with hate. Only love can do that. And, hallelujah, I stand in agreement with the word of God and the man of God. In 1 John chapter 4 and verse 4, it says, we are children of God and have overcome them, because greater is he in us than he who is in the world. And in 1 John 5 verse 4 and 5, it says, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, even faith. Who are they who overcome the world but they who believe that Jesus is the Son of God? God. Hallelujah, beloved. Amen. No confusion there. Hallelujah. It's clear. It said stated clearly, and he said what he said. All right. In Revelations 12 and 11, it says, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb. Who is the Lamb? The Lamb that was slain, Jesus. We overcome by the blood of that Lamb and the word of our testimony. Hallelujah. And in Revelation 17 and 14, it says, they shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them. For he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful. Revelation chapter 17, verse 14. Seven declarations. And when I got these declarations, not all at the same time, they started one at a time, but they kept on coming. Many more scripture references about overcoming and overcome and overcomer. But hallelujah, these were the seven that kind of got seared in my spirit. And I looked and I said, wow, we got one for every day of the week. Every day of the week, 7 days of the week, seven declarations. And we've been standing on this word for 25 years, beloved. Hallelujah. And we're still here to tell a story. God ain't finished yet. Amen. God ain't finished yet. So those were our foundational scriptures, beloved. And then in April of 2000, we had our installation in, hallelujah, a beautiful church on Union Street. Had been defrocked by the Catholic Church, and the doors got opened. The church came in before us and cleaned it up, painted it up, made it nice. And then we moved in, and we had this wonderful celebration in the year 2000. 25 years ago. And there we put out our mission and our vision and our worship and our history, hallelujah, that people might know. Our mission as overcomers in Christ Jesus, we have the privilege, the responsibility, and the power to use our testimonies to reach and tell and teach men and women, boys and girls, to overcome the troubles of this world through the power of Jesus Christ. Our theme text was John 16 and 33 and still remains true. In this world you will have trouble, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. And it gives us the assurance that with Jesus Christ in our lives, we can do anything. Yes, beloved. Our vision is that we see an ever-increasing congregation of people committed, motivated, inspired, and energized by God to fulfill Matthew 25, verse 34. Come, you who are blessed of my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry, you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, you gave me something to drink. I needed clothes and you clothed me. I was sick, you looked after me. I was in prison and you visited me. Hallelujah. Our vision was to, hallelujah, commit ourselves to encouraging and increasing the participation of the Christian community in the efforts to confront the spiritual, economic, and social problems in our communities in a holistic manner, mind, body, and soul. We promote individual and family stability, assist in supporting the holistic growth and development of young people, and build partnerships that will improve our community. And beloved, we have been on task, we have been on mission, we have been on message, and God ain't finished yet. Hallelujah. And so, beloved, that's what we celebrating come this Saturday morning, Saturday evening. Well, all week long, all the year, all the day long, we're celebrating that God is good all the time. That's how we came to be. That's who we are. That's what we do. And there's more in store. And God is in control. And that gives me joy, beloved. Hallelujah. And we here to spread some joy in the world, in the air, in the atmosphere. Hallelujah. Joy. This next song is by the church choir. And guess what it's called? It's called Joy.
And for a minute I was feeling real, until I saw that what I every day, every night. I got joy in my life, in my life.
Sing, man.
Say farewell, say goodbye to my world. Breathe and strive. I got joy in my life, in my life.
One more time.
Feeling good.
Yes, beloved, I've got joy in my life. Why? Because God is in my life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I saw a man coming out the store the other day, and he said, "Boy, you seem happy." I said, "I'm happy every day. God is a good God. And even on a bad day, God is still a good God. And hallelujah. So, amen. Yeah, it is joy, true joy. The world didn't give this joy. Trust and believe. And they can't take it away. Don't think they don't try. Amen. But we overcome. Because greater is he in us than he is in the world. Am I right about it out there? Say amen. Say amen. You know, we observed on last week, on Thursday, we observed the unfortunate attack on our country 24 years ago. And we remember the souls and the survivors. And we thank God for the United States continuing in safety and security. And we pray. And we pray. Amen. The State Street AME Zion Church will be having a church dinner and fundraiser on Thursday at the 201 State Street. And Brother Cleveland Samuel, chef to the community, he is inviting everybody to come on out. For more information or to place your order, you can call 518-755-6052, 518-755-6052. And also, you can call the church and leave a message at 518-828-0718. The dinner will be from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. How about that? On Saturday, on Friday, the 19th, Operation Unite will be having a Heroes on the Loose event, and I invite you to go to their website because I don't have the flyer, and I didn't get a chance to pull it up. I was trying to pull it up on my device, and so I don't have that information. But if you go to the Operation Unite website, you'll find out more information about that. It's happening at 5 p.m. on the 19th. There are tickets and also reduced prices for children. On Saturday, September 20th, Overcoming Ministries, yay, we'll be celebrating our 25th anniversary at the Greenport at the Falls. I'm so excited to have Pastor Trevor Woolridge from Tuskegee Institute in Alabama. The AME churches, he has two that he pastors, and preacher and friend par excellence. So we're so excited to have him coming to our community for the first time. We have a live band, we have good food, good fellowship. It's a dinner and a dance. Bring your dance shoes. Tickets are almost sold out and limited. So we're very happy for that. That success of that event. Pray for us, amen, that God will get glory in it. It's a God thing, and we want to celebrate the goodness of God. On the 27th, we will be hosting with God Belong in Our County, partnering churches and pastors and anybody else who wants to come on out, a motor and march and motorcade. Make love great again. Make love great again. And we are going to do our March for Jesus. Make love great again. It was all about the love of God and that he so loved the world. He gave us his only begotten son. He tells us to love one another. He tells us to love God with all our heart, soul, and mind and strength, and our neighbors, ourselves. himself. Make love great again. We're going to step off for 2 o'clock. 1:30 is the lineup at the 7th Street Park. And there will be prayer and there will be song and there will be some food, I believe, down at the riverfront when we get there. All right. If you can't march, you can get in the motorcade. Amen. Bring this car. Hallelujah. Put your sign on your door and join in with Make Love Great Again. For more information, you can call 518-653-2008. Want to say happy birthday to all you September babies. Happy anniversary to all you September lovers. And know that we are praying for you. My time is just about up. I got to get up out of here, y'all. But remember never to forget God loves you. And guess what? You're going to be stronger. You're going to be stronger for all of it. All right. Stay well. Stay safe. God bless. Pastor Kim.
And you're asking, I'm out. Why is it always raining on you when all you want is just a little good news?